Ever feel like you're living the same day over and over? If mom life feels like an exhausting whirlwind of laundry, dinner, driving, and frustration on repeat, you're not alone. For every other thing we do in life, there's training. But for the most important job, we're just figuring it out as we go. Mom University is here to change that. It will give you the skills and education to break free of old patterns and be a leader in your home. Thanks for enrolling in Mom U. Class is about to start.
Hello and welcome to the Mom University podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Nielsen, and I'm joined today by Brittany Cooper. Brittany, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to chat today.
Yeah, me too. It has been fun getting to know Brittany, and I'm super excited for all of you to get to know her also. So Brittany is the founder of Eat Together Meals. She is your saving grace for the hangry hour. You know, that crazy time of day when everyone is still going a million miles an hour. You're probably in the middle of running kids to their different activities, and then you realize you don't know what's for dinner. She can help with that. Brittany is your one-stop shop for dinner that help that for dinners that help check all the boxes. Fast, easy, and saves you money. Over the past 7 years, she's been sharing her meal plans and relieving stress for thousands of moms. If dinner time stresses you out, you're going to love the peace you get listening to our chat today. Okay, I think that for most moms listening, dinner does stress them out. I think you've hit on such a common problem in your work. So yes. I would love to start. Yeah, you help people to make meal planning simpler, more cost-effective. What got you interested in going down that route?
Well, probably like 8 years ago, I started a blog back in the day, and it was kind of like a lifestyle blog, really. And over the years, I started having people like asking what we're eating. And then also along this journey, we were trying to get out of some debt, and we were a one income family in San Diego, which is one of actually, I think it's like the most expensive city in the country now. And so we were really pinching pennies. And so hubby and I, we were trying to figure out a way to increase our income. And what we found was the fastest way to increase our income or our spending allowance actually is to save. And then the fastest way to save was for us to like be more intentional with our food, because we were eating out way more than we realized. And I was going to the grocery store multiple times a week. So I wanted to save money. And then also I was like getting tired of like all of the redundancies that we have to do in our everyday life. So I started sharing a little bit about that online. And then for myself, I realized I'm like, okay, meal planning is something that takes the stress off of it. Do I love meal planning? No, I don't like it. But I love the outcome that the result of having that meal plan, because no matter what age your kids are or like maybe your husband or whoever, like everybody wants to know what's for dinner. And I don't know about you, but like that feeling when somebody asks you, Mom, what's for dinner? And you don't know, it's like instant stress. I just like instantly am like, I don't know. Don't ask me that question. You know
what
I mean? And so the piece, and it's like, oh, you can, you know, if we have it printed off, like you go look at the meal plan or check on, we have an app, go check on the app. And it's just like, and then now that our kids are getting older, like now they like very rarely will ask me, because they know I'm just gonna be like, go look at it. If there's a plan. So I don't even have to use that energy to like tell them what's for dinner. And so just that stress relief of knowing what's for dinner, knowing I have my grocery list, it's not a scramble. Like it's just, there's so many things in life that like take up our energy. Dinner doesn't need to be one of those. So for my own personal reasons, I started doing meal planning, and then, being online, people were starting to ask for it. And so that now we share our family's meal plans with everybody too.
Okay. That's awesome. I definitely, you know, I can feel that the stress of like, what is for dinner? I don't know. I just don't know. And I love that you have found a way to simplify that. And you used one of my favorite words, which is intentional. And I think that that is at the heart of it, right? If we can be more intentional, there's all these results peace and calm and less stress and saving money and having a healthier dinner probably than what we would be eating, you know, and less time spent at the grocery store and so many ripple effects from what you do and from meal planning. So quick question, when you were, you know, decided to get into this and to be more intentional, how old were your kids around that time?
So they were tiny when we first started. So our youngest was like a newborn, and then 2 and 4 would be our other. So we have 3 kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. So that's good. I'm just wondering because sometimes things shift, you know, different stages can be different. And so we'll talk about that later because it can look different if you've got, you know, kids you're running to sports practices or whatever. And that can be a thing that parents feel like, oh, well, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe this doesn't apply to me. Right. We'll circle back to that. Now let's talk a little bit then. You mentioned an app. I'm curious about that. What is your meal planning strategy and how does the app fit into that?
The strategy is simplicity. Like, we do not want to overcomplicate it because, like, everyone's schedules. I feel like every season of life, every season of like parenting and marriage, like, you're just a different busy and you're a different stress. And so we all carry that. So, simplicity. So, like, there's a few things that I do to like just keep it simple, but then also not boring. Like, simple and boring aren't the same thing in my book because I want it simple and I want these recipes fast because every once in a while I'll like do like a fun involved dinner where it's like an experience. Like, but most nights it's like, how quick can we get dinner on the table? We're going to sit down as a family. Oh, that's so important to sit down as a family when we can. It can't always happen, but like when we can. And so being able to put all that energy into the time as a family versus like cooking and prepping dinner. So quick, simple, fast recipes. I saw the funniest reel on Instagram the other day. I messaged her because I'm like, yes, this is it. Because she's like, I hate it when moms are like, oh, I've got this quick, easy recipe for you. And then they pull out an onion and you have to start chopping the onion. And she's like, if you're chopping onions, it is not fast and easy. You know, like you just want like the minimal amount of prep work also. So I'm always wanting to use recipes that like simple ingredients, but then like you don't have to eat the same thing over and over and over and over again just because you're being simple. So when I'm doing my meal plans, I want a variety of like flavors and like different cuisines. So like Mexican, Italian. So maybe we're doing pasta one night, maybe we're going to do breakfast one night, hot dogs. Like, you know, sometimes I think we like overcomplicate it and think I'm going to make this home cooked meal has to be this like five layer lasagna, which is delicious, but it doesn't have to be like that all the time.
Yes.
You know? So the recipes need to be simple. And then like, it feels complicated, but it's really not once you like get into a groove and get into a system. But like, I also want to make sure that I'm like coordinating my recipes. I always like to use the word like choreographing my recipes because they need to like move together. You know what I mean? And so using recipes that use similar ingredients, but like, again, I don't repeat a dinner recipe. Breakfast and lunch are on rotation for us. Like, we have the same things that we kind of use, but dinner, I don't redo a dinner recipe within like a 3-month period, unless it's like been specifically requested by somebody. So like, it is possible. It's possible. And before we were doing meal planning, I tracked it online and our family was spending over $1,000 on food, which $1,000 on food 8 years ago, like what would that be now? It'd be like $1,400
probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If not and, higher. Yes.
Oh, it's so frustrating, but that's okay. That's a whole nother thing. So like, we're spending over $1,000 and again, our kids were tiny. So how much were they eating? Probably not much. And then when we went from not meal planning to actually being intentional and doing this, we got it down to like $400 or $500 a month. So
awesome.
You're saving $500 to $600 a month. And still, so like similar recipe or similar ingredients are going to help us do that. Having a plan is going to help us do that. So I'm not, because every time I go to the grocery store, you know, something else is going to catch my eye. Like, oh yeah,
Yes.
we need this bag of like Reese's peanut butter eggs right now, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so the simplicity, the choreographing of the ingredients. And then the other thing is I think people overplan their dinner for the week. And so when I first started, I was like, okay, I'm going to cook every night because we want to save money. We're not going to eat out. And then I realized that we were wasting so much food because we were overcooking. And then, so what I like to tell people is like, just start at five. Five is like a safe number. And I always want to choose recipes that are going to make enough so we do have a little bit of leftovers. We don't want a ton, but like maybe a couple servings. And then from there, you work with five recipes every week. And then maybe you only need four. Like my parents and my husband's parents, they're empty nesters. And so they only plan like three dinners a week, and then you have leftovers. So you're not having to cook. So again, like it's that ripple effect. If you're just a little bit, you know, a little bit of planning goes a long way. So not planning, not over planning. That's a part of the strategy too.
Okay. There's so many good things in there. So I agree. That has been true for me just with that last one, that if I do plan seven meals for the week, it never works out like that. Sometimes your plan doesn't work because of whatever, you have less time than you thought, or you're going to put something in the crock pot and you forgot and whatever, or someone brings you something or invites you over for dinner or whatever. And so five is a good number. Also, there's date night in there, at least for us.
Yes,
so we go to date night, the kids have pizza. We don't have to plan that one. Oh, so, okay. But there's a couple questions. First of all, simple, not boring. I love, and I also love this phrase of choreographing your recipes. It just brings up all these things in my mind when I hear that, of this, you know, just what that means, what that looks like. And I think that's beautiful imagery. Now, this is my question for you. When you saw that meme or reel or whatever it was on Instagram, and it was like, oh, you have to chop onions. I was like, wait, that to me, that could still be simple. So what are you making that you're like, oh, chopping onions is not simple enough for me?
Oh my goodness. Well, so it could be, right? But a lot of our recipes will use like onion powder, garlic powder.
Okay.
So you like, it's just a workaround. And I used to always use like fresh onions, fresh garlic.
Yeah.
And actually like my father-in-law, he does not like onions in his food. And so like when we lived with him for a little bit when we were moving from college back to San Diego. And so then I didn't use it as much. And so I've kind of like, but so yeah, for me, I just use onion powder and garlic
Interesting.
powder.
Okay.
Unless I'm going to be like a little bit fancy, then I'll chop the onion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love that though, because how much simpler is that, right? You still get the flavor. And often that's what we're doing with onion. Yeah. We're just getting the flavor. So interesting. Okay. I like that. I had to ask about that.
Just buy it from Costco because it's, I think like around $5 to $6 for the giant thing.
Yeah.
And you probably won't use all of it before you need to get rid of it. But it'll still be, you know, it's what I'm saying is it's like price effective. It's still
totally good. Well, on that subject, let's talk a little bit about prices, because budgeting is definitely a thing. So you've given us a couple clues already on sticking to a budget, but talk to me about keeping a budget when you're doing all this meal planning.
Yeah. I think it's good to start with a goal, right? Because you can't just say, okay, our family of five is now only going to spend $300 every month on groceries. And then you're just like setting yourself for frustration. And then you fall off. Like, how many times have we all started a meal plan and they're like, never mind, this is too complicated.
Yeah.
So being flexible, that's a big thing. But like, I think a good rule, it used to be like $100 per person in your household. So we're a family of five and you could do it for like around $500 a month. And for us, that like, we really could, it's, oh, so Now it used to be $100. I would say $125 to even $150 per person now, just to be realistic. And when you add it up on a month, you're like, well, that still feels like a lot. But I will, you know, anyone, if you actually like track your spending when it comes to groceries and all of the like stops you make, like do you go in and grab something at the gas station? Do you, how many times a week do you go through the drive-through because you're in between sports or whatever? Like if you really track all of those numbers, 125 to 150 per person, and then still having a little like a fun budget for eating out, like you're still going to be saving money. It is worth it. So I think 125 to 150 is good. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
And then like start there. And maybe you need a little bit more. Like maybe you have a ton of teenagers in your house, and I'm learning all those teenagers are going to eat way more food than even like my 10-year-old who's growing like a weed. And I'm like, when is he going to stop eating? I don't know. He just is
Yeah.
always eating. But I mean, that's okay. So start at like 125, 150 per person in your household per month. And you can break that down weekly if you want to. And then set your goal there as far as like budgeting goes. And then the trick is to, when you're making your grocery list, try to think about, and especially now that we have apps, this makes it really easy. This is time consuming the first time, but you'll get a good idea for next time, but like pricing out every item. So if you're going to do grocery pickup, that's going to do that for you. So that's easy. And oh, I still have friends that don't do grocery pickup, and I'm like, oh, it's such a time saver. You
Yeah.
need to do it. But pricing out everything on your list. So let's say you're adding everything to your grocery pickup order, and then you're like, okay, this is more than I was planning on spending this week. And then you can go through, well, before you go to the grocery store, on your grocery list, shop your fridge, freezer, pantry first. Like, you have to
Yes.
do that. Make sure you shop your fridge, freezer, or pantry. And there's easy swaps too. So, like, if you're using a recipe that calls for onions, you could use the onion powder. Or if you have a recipe that calls for like penne pasta, the little tube pasta, switch it out. But you have bow tie pasta, switch it out for that. Or meats are super interchangeable too, like pork and chicken. I almost am like, even ground pork, ground chicken, ground turkey, like you really can be flexible. And I've even used chicken instead of something that maybe calls for like skirt steak or something because that's pretty expensive. Is it going to be like the exact same? No, but is it still going to taste good and you're going to feed your family? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then there's ways you can beef up recipes too. So like, especially with like Mexican dishes, I love throwing in like beans, like some black beans or pinto beans inside of your like taco meat. It'll stretch it further. So you shop your fridge, freezer, and pantry, use what you have, look for swaps, you know, like things that you can exchange for different things. And then your biggest ones are going to be meat and dairy, I would say, are like the most expensive. So those meat swaps that I just said, and then I almost never will buy heavy cream for recipes. I'll just use whatever milk we have in the fridge. It's not going to be as creamy and luscious,
Yeah.
but then I'm not going to the grocery store for that one thing, and that adds up. Like you go in for one thing, you buy a couple things, you're $20, $30 out the door. You do that a few times a month, that's $100. That could go towards something really fun.
Totally. And not to mention, I mean, what I'm hearing is like you're go to make a recipe and you look and you if you're out of cream or whatever, the tendency is, oh, I'm going to run to the store. And instead, if you just use what you have, not only are you not running to the store, but you're also using what you have, right? So whether
Yes.
that's swapping out the right meat or a vegetable or whatever, that is just going to help you use up what you have, which is part of all this too. You know, it
Yeah.
just helps you save money in the long run. So I think that's really a great thing. Have you found it hard to make that transition?
Oh, yeah. I think it was super hard because, well, we have like life circumstances that have like forced it upon us because where
Yeah.
we live 20 minutes away from the closest grocery store and like 30
Oh.
minutes from Albertson, I mean from Costco. So like, we don't have a choice anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no, I am not going to do like an hour trip just to go get whatever. But back in the day when we had tiny littles and we were really like pinching pennies, the thing I always just want to like love into somebody is like, just keep going. Like, are you going to be perfect at it? No. Like, are you going to forget something and you really need it and you're going to go to the store a couple times this week? Like, that's okay. It's totally okay. Just try again. And then you'll get all of these little things slowly will start to become so much more natural. And so this big overwhelming, hopefully it doesn't feel too overwhelming, but like it eventually becomes more like second nature and you're not thinking about it as much. And all of the like swaps and using things at home will just like feel a lot more natural. So it comes, don't yes. give up, you know, you'll get the hang of it. It's good.
Totally. That's encouraging. That's great. Now, one fun thing that you do on your YouTube channel is no spend months. I have always thought that's really intriguing and I've been interested in like, oh, that would just be cool to try. What have you learned from doing that?
Oh, it's such a good check. Like, again, we started doing it because we wanted to save money. We're like, okay, we could cut a couple hundred dollars this month and then we could use it towards like paying off debt or saving for a vacation or whatever. So that's why we started. But every once in a while, I think we all know when we feel like our Amazon orders have kind of like gotten out of hand. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's such a good, like, what's the word? Just kind of like bring it back in.
Like a reset.
A reset. Yeah. It's so good for that. And we like, we've done different variations of it. So we've done the like hardcore, we're just going to use whatever groceries we have at home. We're not buying anything extra. If the kids come home and are like, we need this for school, we like figure out something else. Like we've done the hardcore,
right?
But we've also done things where it's like, no spend, but we will buy essentials. So, that might be a few groceries, but even when we are doing that, we'll like try to push ourselves and like, okay, instead of our grocery budget being 700 this month, we'll try to get it down to 500. But then we really do try to do like, no Amazon orders, no school last minute things, because almost always you really can, like you can almost always make it work with something that you have at home.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting to me. Like, it just sounds fun because I'm weird like that. Like, ooh, that is just challenge. A fun challenge. Yes. Yeah. And I know, so sometimes I'll go off chocolate because I love chocolate so much. And sometimes I go off just to prove to myself that I can. And this kind of sounds like that. Like, okay, I really love shopping or like going to the grocery store, having whatever on hand, but I'm going to try it without. So I think that's really fun. Yeah. Now, earlier we talked a little bit about this idea of kids. There's different stages, right? And meal prep to me almost sounds easier when they're all young and at home and you've got littles. When you've got teenagers, there are some more moving pieces, right? They're in and out. They need rides here and there. Maybe they have sports. They've got extra friends coming over. Just people are showing up at the dinner table unexpectedly. And maybe the schedule gets a little crazier. Any thoughts on meal planning with, you know, with teens or with other ages and stages as your kids have gotten older?
Yeah, totally. And I'm really excited about this because our family actually just did a shift this weekend with some of our like food that we do in our home, not so much like dinners, but it really does. And that's why I think like going back to like serving size, if we're planning for a little bit bigger than what we already need, if we have leftovers, that's great. If somebody comes over, then we're like totally covered. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But then like with schedules, I think the prep work is key. Prep work is key because you can prep a lot of dinner before dinner time if you're choosing the right recipes. And so like a lot of our recipes, we have prep reminders in all of them and you can choose what time of day is best for you. And this has changed with different seasons of life. So, I feel like when they were little, I could do it like at dinner time. Like I'd put out like crayons or whatever, give them a little activity, or even involve them. And like, that was nice and calm, but it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
And so, I think this would be a great challenge for anyone listening right now. Think through your day and figure out, when do you have kind of like a lull in your day? Maybe you're going to need to wake up like 10 minutes earlier, because it shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes, 10 minutes max to get some prep work done. When can you find a 10-minute lull in your day that you can set aside to just do a little bit of prep work? And maybe it's going to be different for different days, like depending on sports schedules and activities and things like that. I found for me, mine is at 7:30 a.m. So once you figure that out, put an alarm in your phone that says dinner prep. And then it's going to remind you to do dinner prep. And what that's going to look like is maybe that's just pulling the ground beef out of the freezer. Because how many times do we forget
Yes.
to pull the ground beef? And then it throws off your whole night because you're like
totally
running around. I don't have time to defrost the meat. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, unfortunately, yes, I do know what you mean.
That alarm is like a game changer.
Yeah.
So set that alarm, dinner prep. And so you can do things like pull the meat. Or some meals might be faster if you can actually like cook the meat ahead of time. So then you don't have to do that later. And then you can get that dish into the dishwasher. Like, it sounds so small, but actually it makes a huge difference. And then just put it in the fridge and you reheat it with everything else later. Are there vegetables that you can chop now and put in the fridge for later? Like casseroles, you can assemble almost every casserole, throw it in the fridge for later. Slow cookers, then that reminder goes off so you don't forget to start the slow cooker,
because yeah,
we've all done that too. You know what I mean? So it's like, it almost like feels silly, and everyone's like, well, I can just chop that later, it's not a big deal. But like, really, it does alleviate, again, that like stress of the like dinner time. Evenings are one of the busiest times of the day for us. So
yeah, no, I love that. And that is something that we talk about a lot here, which is habits and this idea of simplifying simple and intentional and creating this little habit around meals, I think is so powerful. Because if you can just say, okay, it takes the stress out of it. Why do we stress about meals? Well, partly because it's so big in our minds. But what you've just done is said, okay, but what if you just did 10 minutes at any time of the day instead of right before dinner? And like, oh, that feels really, really doable. So you guys, I hope you'll take Brittany's challenge and think about that. When would be the best time for you to do that and to put a reminder on your phone? I know you have an app. You can tell us about that in a little bit. But first, Brittany is going to be joining us at Mom University. So I would love to hear why you're excited about that.
Oh, there's a few things I'm excited about. I'm really excited about, are you calling them villages? Is that right?
Yes.
At the beginning?
Yes.
I've never heard of a conference that's done that. And I've told a few people, like even we were at our church on Sunday and they were talking about a youth activity they're planning. And I was like, oh, I have an idea because this conference I'm going to. And so these villages, I think, is a great way for moms to feel comfortable coming to this conference, because I know I have friends that I've talked about, oh, I would never, because I don't know anybody or I don't have any friends that I'm going with. And I think that community is one of the things I'm most looking forward to coming, is to meeting other moms. It just feels so good to be able to talk to somebody else who has experienced things similar, and learn from people who have had different things happen in life. Like, I just love learning from other people. So just other moms that are coming. And then also you have some really amazing speakers coming, and I'm excited to learn from them too. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yes, it's going to be so fun. I don't think that I have on the podcast yet talked about those villages. So that's one of the things that we're doing, is grouping up based on interests. And so people will get to know people beforehand and like at the beginning of the conference, like before the registration even, that way you walk in with your village having known someone. And so that is something that just came to me, and I think it's going to make a big difference, because just like you said, I've been to conferences and you kind of go in like, hi, I'm new here, you know, and everyone has this little hesitancy. But I'm hoping that this will change that everyone goes in with their friends already, brand new friends, that like now you have this group of people that you know they are, and you're both interested in gardening or reading or whatever it is, you have this thing to connect on. So that's going to be cool.
Going to be awesome.
Yes. Now people would love to know where they can find you and learn more about your work.
Yeah. So I think the easiest place is just on Instagram at Eat Together Meals. And that's where you can find everything else. And we just have fun hanging out over there.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll link to that. Thank you so much for being here, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was super fun.
Thanks for listening. If you're a mom whose days feel like Groundhog's Day and you find yourself wondering what you're doing it all for, join us at our in-person Mom University event. You'll get the support, tools, and help to become the mom you want to be. For details, go to universityformoms.com.